Breakfast Show.
Here with Tony Reno and Mike Bellamy. Thanks for having a second cup of coffee here with us. We have 8 minutes after nine as your Tuesday morning continues. Well, you know, residents of Fairfield County and surrounding areas are looking forward to the excitement of Bigelow Tea's 23rd Annual Community Challenge. Taking place this Sunday, September 26th. And this is a huge event. And with us is Cindy Bigelow from Bigelow Tea, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And Tony, your listeners might have been with a second cup of tea and listening to you, not just a second cup of coffee.
You know, I wasn't even thinking. Scratch that, folks. No coffee, tea, preferably Bigelow Tea. Wow, it's a good thing you caught that.
No problem. Yeah, no, we're very excited, Tony. This Sunday at the Wakeman's Boys and Girls Club, we're putting on our big community event. We're very, very proud of it. We work on it pretty much all year. And what's nice is it's for the entire family. It's a 5K road race. It starts at 10:10, fitness walk, 2 miles. It starts at 9:30. And then there's the kids' fun run that starts at 9, and it's adorable. It has a quarter-mile course, and then they can do the half-a-mile course after that. It's all around the track, and then they even have a mile, and they all get a ribbon, and they can be in one, two, or three events. They get a great goodie bag. So it's wonderful for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all for a great cause. I know that you're kind of helps out Connecticut Charities, and everybody gets in shape at the same time.
You know, it is great. I mean, we did it to give back to the community. All the money does go back that we raised from all of our sponsors. We have, believe it or not, Tony, we have over $90,000 for the race already raised.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? And then it all goes back to local charities, mostly in Bridgeport and in Fairfield, focusing mostly on women, children, basic needs, but we also help the Senior Center in Fairfield, YMCA, Cardinal Sheehan, Operation Hope. I mean, we just have 15 beautiful, beautiful organizations here that are doing some great work. And as you said, what's neat for me is a lot of people that, especially in the kids area, that started in the Kids Fun Run are today now on the high school track team. So it's really a great all-family event.
All right, we're talking to Cindy Bigelow, and we're talking about Bigelow Tea's 23rd Annual Community Challenge, which is coming up this Sunday. Where is this going to take place, Cindy?
Well, it's at Wakeman's, and it's a beautiful course, although they did a little paving, so we had to change the course this year, and Marty Chavone, my director, who I love and have been with for many years helping me with this race, had to do a quick little change working with Westport and Fairfield Police, so we just laid out our new course, but it's still beautiful down in that area. And you can get there Sunday around 8 o'clock if you want. You don't have to be there that early, but we open up at 8, and you can register for any one of the three events, or all three events.
Okay, and I'm sure a lot of folks do that. And reading here, all registration fees include a free T-shirt to the first 1,000 registrants.
That's right.
And you get a race gift bag, voted best in Connecticut. Can I ask what's in that gift bag?
Oh, we have so many fun things. We have, of course, Bigelow Tea and coupons, and we have hot chocolate and hot cider, and we have cookies, and it's just loaded. We get all kinds of wonderful donations. The bag is fantastic. We have a raffle afterwards we always end up getting so many prizes for this raffle. It's great because everybody wants to support the race, and it's easy to give a raffle item, but it finishes off with 2 round-trip tickets from Warren Travel in Westport for anywhere in the United States.
Oh, that's a great prize.
Yeah, that's what everyone waits for, because you have to be there, Tony. If I call that number and you're not there, I get to call the next number. So everyone loves to wait and get the big prize at the end. It's like, well, a Cracker Jack box.
That's great. That's great. Now, you can register online if you want to?
Absolutely. BigelowTea.com. You can register, which is wonderful, to kind of get it over with in advance. And then if you like, the day before at the YMCA, which I think is going to have some road issues getting to the Fairfield Y on Saturday, but you can go register Saturday, or if you pre-registered, you can go to Saturday, get your T-shirt, your goodie bag, and save yourself a little time on Sunday.
Yeah, that's convenient. That's great. And once again, it is the Bigelow Tea's 23rd Annual Community Challenge happening this Sunday, and hey, it's open to the public, and the event raises some big, big money for Connecticut Charities.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list here. The Fairfield Senior Center, you've got Sandcastle Playground, Wakeman Boys and Girls Club, YMCA of Fairfield, Mercy Learning Center, Cardinal Sheehan Center, Neighborhood Studios of Fairfield County, Center for Women and Families, Janice House, Connecticut Food Bank, Operation Hope, Grassmere Elder Care Center, Carolyn House and the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. Hope I didn't miss anybody.
Community Center as well.
What was that last one?
Burroughs Community Center as well.
Burroughs Community Center. Put
all
that one
wonderful
on.
Organizations doing very needed work. And so it's as I said, we're very proud to be able to do this. The first one, believe it or not, Tony, was on my wedding day 23 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, kid, I thought you were going to say it was on the day you graduated from high school or something.
Yeah, so I graduated from high school and then got married right away. Not quite, Tony.
Well, there you go. But 23 years of giving back like that, I think that's a beautiful thing, Cindy. You guys are doing a nice thing. And like we said, we want to get as many people out there to take part in this. And I know you want kids, lots and lots of kids.
Yeah, we do, because everyone gets the greatest shirts. The kids get this adorable shirt as well, all this food there. So we'd love to try to get 200, 250 kids there because it's so special. And we used to be able to give the flyers out in the elementary schools, and you can't because of the whole greening thing, which I support. So it's hard for me sometimes to get the word out to the kids to come and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a nice day, too, as I look at the weather forecast. Mostly sunny, highs of around 70. That's perfect.
It is. Last year, oh, my gosh, it poured. It poured.
But people came out anyway, and that's what counts.
The 1,000 people that come, I have about 600 diehards that I love. They've been coming year after year, and so I always can count on them. But, you know, that's a big, if the weather's nice, that's a big jump as well. So, you know, if I can get good weather and it's God's way, then I'm going to get good weather and get 1,000 people this year.
All right. I like your positive thinking, that's for sure. Bigelow Tea Community Challenge happening this Sunday. If you want additional information, if you want to register online, just visit Bigelow Tea at their website at www.bigelowtea.com. And how are things going with Bigelow Tea? Anything we should know about?
Oh, things are going very well. We're very, very pleased about it. Our year just ended June 30, and we were up a huge number for our little tea company, up 12%, which is a big number, so people are really liking Bigelow Tea, which makes me so happy. And our new year just started, so we are a couple months into it. We're doing very, very well, and we have a lot of nice new products that people are jumping on and enjoying. And, you know, I think people just want something that they can relax with. A cup of tea always does that for people, and it's good for their body. It's the whole wellness movement, and ours tastes good. So, you know, we're really positioned, thank God to my grandmother and my parents, positioned to be in a successful business for a long time.
Now, your grandmother was the one that started all of this.
Yeah, she, Ruth Campbell, which is the official name of the company, R.C. Bigelow. Ruth Campbell started in her kitchen 65 years ago, believe it or not, this year, 65 years ago. And she was an interior designer. She lost everything when the Depression hit. My grandfather lost his job. And so she wanted to get a business for herself and her son and her husband, and felt there wasn't a good tea in the country. Found an old colonial recipe, and da-da, Constant Comment.
Well, there you go.
One of our flagship products still today.
Oh, man, that sounds like it would make a great movie.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see, who should play my grandmother?
To play your grandmother, I would say Raquel Welch. What do you think?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Hey, Cindy, we thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck. It's the 23rd Annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge happening this Sunday. It's happening at Wakeman's Club in Southport. Make sure you check it out. Go to BigelowTea.com for more information. Cindy, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Tony, you are the best. You have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for letting me come on and talk to your listeners.
Anytime, anytime. Thank you, Cindy.
Take care.
WICC 600, right now at 916. Kelly Quinn stands by. She takes a look at what's going on, and she has Gary Knepler Driving School, WICC Road Watch 600.